I need a lady's opinion, 'cause I'm not a lady like a lady is.
Welcome back to season 3!
Hey guys!
We're back in the podcast!
Oh, we've missed you.
Here we are.
It's the Womansplaining Podcast. We are back after our summer break. I'm Ray, and I am here with...
Melissa.
And Cheryl.
You guys, I'm so excited to be back. This is so awesome.
I'm excited for fall. And also to be back. Fall. I mean, when fall. Does fall start? Is it not today? You're wearing orange, so pretty. I assume yes. Orange and purple.
With the royal colors happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel in a fall mood.
Even though it's like 99 degrees outside.
Fuck, man. I'm like sweating right now. I had to turn the AC off for the recording, and I'm just like, fuck, it's
like finally my temperature. I'm like, yeah. I don't have to use the blanket today.
Blankets folded over the back of your chair.
We went down to Southern Utah last weekend, and we woke up and we're like, ooh, it's cool. We'll go out on a hike. And so we drove out a little further south and got out of the car, and it was 99 degrees.
No.
But we had already told the kids we were going to go on a little hike, but just 30 minutes north, it was nice and cool. So we didn't
think
it was
cool. Like 85?
Yeah. Like it was like
high
70,
yeah.
80.
Yeah. Okay.
It was also like 8 o'clock in the morning. And we got the car, and the hike was only like a mile long. And we did maybe quarter mile before the kids were like,
we're
no.
about to die.
And we were like, oh, are you hot? Should we turn around?
Let's go back.
I was going to say, like, you're
the
popsicle.
Kids that definitely don't want to be out in this weather, not the adults.
Yeah.
That.
Well, and like, you were like, we didn't want to disappoint the kids. Like, your kids won't remember tomorrow.
Yeah.
About the hike. They're
dangle a popsicle
toddlers.
And they exactly. should be fine.
We grabbed like one half water bottle as we were going through. We're like, okay, no, we're not prepared for this. Let's go
we
back
might
in the car.
Die 1/2 mile in.
Yeah.
It was Ike's birthday over the weekend. He's 10.
Distinguished.
Yes, very distinguished older gentleman now.
He now wears bow ties.
Yes, he does. And we took him on a hike, and the trail was all paved, and which is kind of unusual. Like, normally, like, trails are just dirt, but,
right.
like, this one happened to be more of, like, a... There's like national park kind of whatever paved trail.
I like those better because then I don't have to like watch out for rocks because of my like feeble
That's
ankles.
Branches.
Yeah, true. Like all yeah. kinds of obstacles.
You can look out. The
yeah, like I can
look not like watch your feet
of,
the whole
yeah,
time.
Exactly.
So that was great for people who had shoes, but for dogs that don't have
yeah.
shoes, like he got to the end and he was like, the pavement was so hot that he was just like picking up his little feet because he couldn't put his feet down. Oh my God.
Ike has a toy.
Right on cue.
He heard you talking about it.
He's like, what, me?
Is that a new toy?
Yeah, he got that for his birthday.
He loves
it. He does love it.
I've never seen him play with a toy
oh
like
God.
That.
He's such a pain in the ass.
Okay, buddy.
Now you have to take it away.
I know. Well, anyway, to finish my story, Ian, with the squeaking in the background, Ian had to carry him like out of the trail. Ian had to carry him off the trail, like fully like pick him up. And he was just like,
I'm elderly.
I can't
now.
Go on.
I saw that picture rude. On Instagram. Was he asleep in Ian's arms?
No, he was just like.
Like exhausted.
Yeah, like his eyes were closed. I was actually kind of worried about him because he like his eyes were closed and he wasn't panting. And I'm like, he should be panting because, like, that's how they regulate their body temperature. And so I was like, he might be dead. Like, we have to get out of here. And then,
shake
like,
him awake.
And then 2 minutes later, he was like, and
he's
I was like,
enjoying
okay,
the
no,
moment.
He's good. Yeah. Okay, now we got to get him out of here.
Ike.
You can't have anything. He's just really excited that you guys are here. He never,
just so
he
excited.
Never comes down here. He doesn't give a fuck about this room. He generally doesn't give a fuck about toys. Mm. But of course, like the second we're trying to record, he's like, "I'm gonna run around and use my toy and maybe do other things."
It's like a show off, like courting us. He wants
I think
to
so.
Be your girlfriend. Boyfriend.
He likes to show people. Like when
your boyfriend.
Yeah, when people come over, he's like, "Here's where all my toys are." Yeah, so that's what I've been up to. Ike's
just,
birthday.
Just Ike's birthday. I've also been up
much
to
it.
Birthdays. Like between Alex and I. His and I, my birthday are both like within like 2 weeks of each other. His stepmom, his stepsister, my mom. And I think that might be it. But that's like too many birthdays, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like by the time you get to the end, you're like, I don't want to have another barbecue.
Yeah,
like,
we do one a month for everyone's whose birthdays are in that month for my family.
I feel like people should have stopped having sex in December.
Yeah, there's a lot of December, like, January.
Oh, like, wait, it would have been like, well, yeah, like November, December.
February or whenever.
Like, for fuck's sake. Literally. Let it up. Like, I don't have enough money to supply all these birthday supplies.
I require all the works for my birthday month. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And when my first child was born in my birthday month, my husband was like, oh, this is going to be a problem.
You know, you have to share the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was excited that our second was born in his month because then all the attention could go on the child and for the love, not on him.
Yeah.
Like he's just stop this. And I was like, but balloons.
Here's your show up randomly, like, seeing his work.
He's like, my birthday week. Yes, the whole week. Let's celebrate. Nope, not interested.
He graduated, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he's like a teacher.
Spock is now an astronomy teacher, and doing space stuff.
Space scares me.
Star shows and all kinds of fun things. We brought the telescope out just last night and got to see Saturn and Jupiter and Neptune and the Andromeda galaxy all in our front yard.
Really?
Yeah, it was fun. Gorgeous.
Does he dress up like Spock for his class?
He should on Halloween.
No, but I bet he would if I gave him some little ear tips. Put them on. I don't know if he could get the ear tips.
Maybe on. Like, no. He teaches middle schoolers, right?
High school.
Okay, good. That sounds a good age.
Miserable.
Yeah.
I'd rather teach high schoolers than middle schoolers. Middle schoolers are fucking monsters.
Okay. One time I had a middle schooler.
I don't want to touch.
Good.
Please don't touch any children.
I taught middle school and high school drama and history for a few years. And it's like in junior high, you actually can't tell if a kid is like having a bad puberty day or is just figuring out life. Like, they're all smelly, wandering fools.
Yeah. I don't want to be around any children.
They don't
ever
have their shit figured out. They have a bunch of
literally
emotions.
Don't have their shit
that they don't know what to do with.
They don't know if they have too much energy cool or if they hate you. Like, it's day to day. Like, okay, no, I still love you. Please love me. Or I'm too cool for you.
Yeah. They're all just a bunch of fucking weirdos and they don't know how to like not be a fucking weirdo for five minutes when you're around people.
The part about it is you're like, you haven't learned
to repress all of those emotions.
Very confusing. Just go sit down.
Like Pen 15.
I was going to say, like, I was a fucking weirdo as a teenager and I still am, but I just know how to control my shit more as an adult.
You just like filter a little bit.
Nah.
Filters, what are those?
Yeah. It's nice to be done with school part of our lives, like completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like don't ever want to go back.
Yeah.
Like, I really like learning stuff, but like homework makes me want to kill myself. Like, if you can't fit it in the class, like that's your own. Like, I got shit going on.
I have shit to do outside of here. I don't want to do this homework.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, homework. Yeah. Tell Spock not to give out homework. Fuck that. I have a college degree and I literally cannot tell you, I would say like 95% of what I learned.
Really?
No, I can't, like, if I don't use it, I lose it.
Sure.
I'm not using anthropology in my day to day. Like, I'm just not.
I didn't know you had a degree in anthropology. That's cool.
My minor was anthropology. My major was communications. There is a
nice
chunk of that that I do use on the day to day, and I do remember. But like,
you're communicating right now.
I'm using my degree.
Yeah, my even with my history degree, my major was history, but all of my upper education classes were specifically in women and religious studies. So I know a lot about all the different religions and what they think about women in history, which is great, but only good for a very specific conversation I have with a drunk person at a party. Right. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was that me? Was that the person? Because I would talk about that shit like all night.
Fantastic. But if I very become specific. Like a professor or published.
Yeah. So speaking of history and women news, we are gonna start a new segment for this.
Dun, 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 dun. Nope, that's Indiana Jones.
I'm okay with that.
News bulletin music.
You're good at this.
There you go. We're gonna do like a little news section for the new season. I don't know what to call this.
It's called
just like a lot
in the,
of
in the middle of the podcast, I'm just going
to
interrupt
read it
and
say, old time in news voice. It's world in a minute. Oh, wait, no, that's already taken.
Yeah.
So, no, I have like name ideas in other news and then news splainers. And I'm just like, those are both super lame.
Go like, ahead.
I don't know.
It could just be the news.
Yeah. We got stuff to tell you. That's it.
Hey, here's some shit we want to talk to you about.
Yeah, there we go.
But oh, if you... I like that. That's okay. I like it all.
Now that we've brainstormed on the podcast, if any of you have opinions, doesn't matter. We've decided on shit we want to tell you.
Yes. But for real, if you do have a suggestion for what to call our new segment, let us know. Otherwise, we're just going to call it shit we want to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this actually suggestion came from our listener, Jessica. She emailed in with a video, and it's kind of funny because I'm like, wait, what? Did I miss this? Because it was from Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. If you haven't seen that show, it's awesome. And I don't remember it, so I think I might have missed this episode, but it was from back in June. And so I'm kind of like, oh, shit, I'm embarrassed I missed this because normally I see these. But it was about the Equal Rights Amendment and how that actually has not been ratified.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding me right now?
Isn't that fucking crazy? I, like, almost died. So, like, the Equal Rights Amendment is a amendment to the Constitution that's basically, like, you are not allowed to be discriminated against based on gender.
Right.
So it doesn't say, like, for women. It's, like, based on gender. So it actually also includes men.
Encompassing, right?
Right.
So it hasn't been ratified for the United States Constitution, but has it been ratified in individual states, kind of like how in Utah we can't?
Yes.
Okay, so how many states do you know? How many states have ratified it?
Yes, I do. So there is a, as I was watching that, we'll post this, you all can go and watch it. But as I was watching it, I was like, what the fuck? This isn't part of the Constitution. What's even happening right now? How is this possible? And then I went to this website called equalrightsamendment.org/FAQ. Cool. So frequently asked questions. And I was like, I have all these questions. I'm frequently ask them. So I'm going to read this little snippet that came from that just to kind of explain. So without the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment, in the Constitution, the statutes and case law that have produced major advances in women's rights since the middle of the last century are vulnerable to being ignored, weakened, or even reversed. Congress can amend or repeal anti-discrimination laws by a simple majority. The administration can negligently enforce such laws, and the Supreme Court can use the intermediate standard of review to permit certain regressive forms of sex discrimination. So the problem is, like, we've had certain, like, case law and state statutes and things that have passed. You know, there was, like, a whole, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's on the basis of sex. Like, that was a thing where it was, like, you're not allowed to discriminate people on the basis of sex. That was a Supreme Court decision. So there have been these advancements, but without that being in the Constitution, like, that stuff is all at risk. Like, literally, someone could come
in
and overturn.
So on the basis of sex is in, but it can still be overturned.
Right, because it's not a constitutional amendment. It's a Supreme Court ruling.
But what do we need to do to, like, get that in there?
There is literally, like, one state that needs to—
Is it us?
We are one of the states that have not ratified it. Of course we haven't, because Utah.
Fuck Utah.
Right? It makes sense, but also, like, come on!
I know. So, the Equal Rights Amendment was written in 1923 by Alice Paul, who was a leader of the suffrage movement. In 1972, a version of it finally passed the Senate and the House of Representatives.
It took, like, 50 years for it to become, like, some real shit. Much. Jesus Christ.
By the required two-thirds majority, it was sent to— Okay, 7-year deadline was later extended. Okay, so, basically, they needed 38 states to ratify it to make it part of the Constitution, and they had 35 when the deadline happened.
Good work, guys.
Yeah.
America.
Why is there a deadline?
Well, just because shit like this has, I don't know, has deadlines. Assholes. Maybe someone who's smarter about politics can explain that. But
it's just to play the game, to play the system, like, so something's not sitting on there forever.
So, I'm just like, anyway, like, it kind of sat for a while, and with basically 35. In 2017, after more than two decades of advocacy, based on the three-state strategy, because they needed three more states, Nevada became the 36th state to ratify the ERA, 45 years to the day after Congress passed the amendment and sent it to the states for ratification. And then in 2018, Illinois became the 37th state. So there's literally just one. We need one more to ratify
this
motherfucker.
It's not going
to be us. Okay. I'm going to read to you the list of states that—
Tell me who are the other assholes.
We'll be the least of your surprises.
These are the 15 that did not originally ratify by the 1982 deadline. Alabama.
Of course.
Arizona. Arkansas.
Yeah.
Florida. Mm-hmm. Georgia. Illinois, which has since ratified. Louisiana. Mississippi. Missouri. Nevada, which has also since ratified. North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, and Virginia. And
good honestly, grief. We are the furthest west. That's horrifying.
But also, I feel kind of good about our odds based on that list because I feel like a lot of those states are less, even less progressive than Utah is.
Awful.
We're going to work on this. I mean, that's, I think.
Like take a petition?
Yeah, something. I mean, I think what we're looking at is a lot of people, like you said, assume it's already in play.
Yeah, they just don't
absolutely know, don't realize that it's not ratified.
What are states' reasonings for not? Is it a vote situation?
My guess is that it's probably – so the interesting thing is that the language in the ERA is like you're not to be discriminated on the basis of gender. It doesn't even say women. But generally, if people are being discriminated against on the basis of gender, it's usually women. And so I feel like it's probably just because people are like, well, women don't need to have equal rights, blah, 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 you know? So another thing on here that's kind of interesting is that it's saying that there are a few states that have state constitutions that, so like, for example, it says states guarantee equal rights on the basis of sex in various ways. Some entered the union with constitutions that affirm equal rights for male and female citizens. So there are like state constitutions that have amendments in place. So maybe that's another reason why people aren't ratifying it. They're just like, oh, whatever, it's fine. Like it's in place.
But that's why some states?
Without it being at the federal level, like there's still, it's still at risk for a lot of protections being taken away.
Yeah. And with people like just in general, afeared of the government having too much control, they want to keep that just in state to state.
Yeah. Control hate the state rather to than state like bullshit.
Full power or something.
Yeah.
Then so they're in control of everything. Panic, panic, panic.
Or protect.
Cats and
protect,
dogs protect. Living together.
Mass hysteria.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think it, part of it might be that people are just don't know that it's not, it hasn't been ratified.
There was a video today that I saw that said, based on our current trajectory, it will take 208 years for women to have equal rights.
I think
rights.
I saw that, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And they're like, we'll all be dead really? By then.
Yeah. Yeah, the video was just like, no, we need to wrap this up now and just have it now.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
I think it's probably because we keep taking steps backward, right? It's like, oh, you get some rights, but then, like, we're going to take a whole bunch of them away.
Yeah, listen.
And the Handmaid's Tale comes
out. You guys.
Stresses everyone else.
Handmaid's Tale.
We don't want to take anything from you.
Nope.
Okay, so when we're asking for equal rights, there isn't 100%, like, there isn't 100 marbles in the jar, and if we want rights, we're taking ones you already had. That's not how this works. So when you are actively, you know, just keeping your mouth shut and not helping us get things like this ratified. You're hurting everyone. Yeah.
Hard to eye roll.
Yep. So anyway, we're going to post that video. Everyone go watch it. It's super interesting. And also I was just having like so many, I think I messaged you guys and was like, what the fuck? Did you guys know this? Like,
and we were like, no, we didn't.
What? I'm like, we got to talk about it.
Now you know.
So there's some shit we had to tell you. Thanks to our listener, Jessica, for sending that in.
Yep.
So we put out a poll on Twitter to ask our listeners what they wanted us to talk about.
You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for responding to that poll. That was fantastic.
So amazing. And we basically grabbed like a handful of listener topic suggestions, put those in the poll. And the idea that there were a couple of ideas that came out, like, on top of the poll, but the top one was about toxic femininity. I started looking into this, and then you started looking into it, Melissa, and you, like, had a completely different idea of what you thought it was,
yeah.
And I had a completely different idea of what I thought it was, and then we both realized, like, oh, shit, we don't actually know, like, what this is.
And we had a lot of reflex opinions, like, well, what?
Yeah.
What?
Well, because you thought it was okay. So, explain like what you thought it was.
Yeah, immediately I was like, thinking it was like toxic, like feminazis, like just really
over the top,
over the top, angry. I hate men. Yeah. Men should be destroyed. We should live in a world just full of females. You had your turn. Yeah. Get out of here. Get you know, reasons why, like, my husband is afraid to be like, no, I'm a feminist because of all of shit like that.
Right, right. So I thought it was actually the opposite of that. I thought it was like women who were – it was like that internalized misogyny of women where they're like, all women should wear skirts and do their
wear
nails.
Wear lipstick
and
every day.
Yeah, and you need to wear lipstick every day and high heels because it makes your legs look good. Like the 1950s version of a woman.
Also, you need to talk like this.
Yeah, you need to, exactly. That's what all that's what toxic femininity is.
And my toxic feminist talks like this. You guys suck!
Like literally the polar opposite opinions. Because I was looking at like, okay, like what do we consider toxic masculinity? And like toxic masculinity is this idea of like a hyper masculine man who like
testosterone at level 500.
Yeah. Like so society
shaves with razor blades from hell.
Rusty, don't get up.
Drives a big motorcycle and has a huge dick and a giant truck. Yeah. Drives the motorcycle with his dick.
Yeah. Like, boys don't cry and they don't wear pink. Like, that kind of thing.
I love that he started to get, like, southern.
Yeah. Yeah. The more,
don't
exactly.
Wear pink.
The more south you get, the more toxic the masculinity becomes. So, like, I'm like, okay, so that's toxic masculinity. It's like society is telling you what their, you know, an ideal man is. And then you, like, take that to the extreme. So then I was thinking toxic femininity was, like, society tells you what a, you know, perfect
what a girl
woman
is.
And then you take that to the extreme.
And be a lady.
Yeah.
Sitting here with
like,
my legs.
You can't spit and you can't fart and you have to. It's like that line from 30 Rock where she's like, love is going down to the Burger King to poop because, like, you don't want, like, your significant other to know that, like, you have bodily functions.
Yeah.
And so that's what I thought it was.
I've done that.
Uh-huh. You've done that?
I totally have done that.
I bet my husband would love it if I did sometimes. He's like, girl, is something wrong with your body?
He's like,
children.
I love you. Please take these probiotics.
Yeah, children have destroyed my body.
Anyway, so all that is to say, we're going to talk about that on a later episode because I feel like we need to do some research into like what it is.
We are ramping up
and
for that
what it
episode,
means.
Y'all.
I forgot
and
to
how
do
we
my
feel
research.
About it.
I'm sorry. I'll do more.
I honestly was like trying to read about it, and I'm just like, there's so many different opinions about like what this is and what it means and like all this
so
shit. I don't even know.
Maybe it's just like a new term.
I don't know if there's I don't know if there's really like a defined term.
I wonder why everyone on Twitter wanted to know about it.
Maybe because people are like, oh,
what
like,
the fuck is that?
That is interesting. I don't know what that is. Or like maybe they'd heard a term.
Or maybe they're going to think we're going to argue against ourselves.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Or it could be the thing where like maybe people have heard like kind of it thrown around and they're not really sure what
it
is.
I've never heard of it before. I don't think.
It was literally, yeah, like a listener suggestion. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. We'll like talk about that. Let's see what it is. But I'm finding that it's very... It's not like toxic masculinity where there's kind of a defined definition. Like, I feel like there were a lot of definitions and a lot of, like, ideas.
I feel like some asshole just, like, made it up.
Maybe.
It's just like, well, maybe you're toxic feminist.
Oh, yeah, you think we're toxically masculine? Well, fuck you.
Yeah. You're toxic. You're toxic.
I'm going to leave here on my motorcycle driving with my dick.
Brap, brap. That's what they want. Brap, brap,
100%. If men could drive things with their dick, they would.
I bet some can.
Of course
they would. Lasso that thing.
I mean, if I could drive something with my vagina, you'd bet.
Ew.
You could maybe.
That's sticky.
I was like, you could maybe drive a bike with your vagina. You don't need your hands.
That's
but
true.
But then where does your body go?
No, I just meant like if you're on the
you
seat.
Navigate
you
navigate with the seat.
Like,
you just move your butt around.
Like a steering situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's the exact same thing. They cannot do that with their penis. It's the butt cheeks. Yeah.
I think that was
it
the
would
wrong
be
word.
Awesome if they could
oh, God.
Move that around.
If there's a man out there, cheek? Please tell me.
No, their penis.
Oh, ambidextrous. That's what that's called.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're so good at making stuff up today.
Oh, I'm going to put that on Urban Dictionary later. It is so fucking hot in here. I am, like, sweating.
Take your pants off.
More than I...
Yeah, you really should.
Do pants on? That's why. Go put shorts on you.
Crack
I mean, or you could just be pantsless. I don't care.
Yeah, no one needs to see.
That's why I wear a skirt. It's not because it's girly. It's because there's airflow.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've
100%.
Actually... I used to never wear skirts. I was not a skirt wearer. And I recently started wearing all manner of skirts and dresses, and it's been amazing. I just was wearing pants today for some reason, and it's hot as balls.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Okay, so our next topic is we've got a couple of questions here from listeners about age-related things. So we actually have two questions that are basically asking the same thing. Why is it considered rude to ask a lady her age? Seems like a double standard. Why are you never to ask a, quote, lady? I don't know why ladies in quotes, but.
Yeah, it's a lady. Hey, listen, I don't know why ladies in quotes.
Are you saying we're not ladies? Fuck you.
Write in a question, motherfucker.
Stand by it.
Why are you never to ask a lady her age? I understand when this question is obviously stated in a creepy manner, but what if I just want to know why you don't get my Ren and Stimpy references? I feel like if you make a Ren and Stimpy reference and the girl you're with is like, what is that? Then that's probably your answer.
Yeah.
To how old she is.
I just don't think anybody should be asking anyone how old they are.
I think that, yeah.
Well, listen, it comes down to what we were talking to, about, I think, before with equality. Like, we are used to being discriminated mm-hmm. based on age. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Constantly. Mm-hmm. You assume something about my age. Period. Without asking me if I know who Ren and Stimpy is. You say, like, how old are you? And if I say I was born, you know, 1990 and forward, you assume I don't know who that is. But I might have watched all of Ren and Stimpy. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's what you're saying when you ask. If you're just like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable dating somebody 5 years younger than me.
Why don't you just ask them when they like graduated high school? Do some fucking math. Like, stop being so lazy.
Yeah, could be. Like, unless they I mean, were held over in high school for like 4 years.
Okay, well then maybe you should just let them go.
But that's why we're uncomfortable for the most part just disclosing. That's changing. People all, you know, now are revealing their ages left and right. They don't care. But our gut is going to be like, well, why do you want to know? Like, what?
In what instance are you asking, oh, lady in quotations?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely aren't allowed to ask someone who you're interviewing for a job or anything like that.
Yeah, that is illegal.
But guess what? I do the fucking graduated math when they graduated high school. And I'm like, oh, this person is in their 30s. Oh, this person is in their 50s.
Although I've noticed that people have started taking dates actually off of their
fucking college. Smart people.
Probably for that reason, because they're like, I don't want you to know that I'm super young and fresh out of college, or I'm like graduated college in like, you know, 1990.
Right.
Like, I don't want you to know that.
At work with my interns, because you need to be 21 to handle alcohol, but only if that's a legal reason.
Yeah. I mean, like, you probably need to do the same thing if you're waiting at a restaurant where it's, where you have to be 21 to take drinks.
I'm going to be honest. So the thing that really freaks me out is like, I'm getting older, right? Yeah, we're all getting there. And I'm like, if I don't stay with my job for the rest of my life, which is probably pretty unlikely, except everyone who's at work who's listening, I'll work there until the day I die. I'm like a little afraid about switching jobs because it's supposed to be like a harder
transition.
Yeah. Being like an older woman in the workforce. Like, I mean, I'm a little better off, I think, statistically, that I don't have any kids to tend to. But, like, still, that really fucking freaks me out that I'm going to start to be, like, looked down upon as, like, a good candidate for jobs because of my age.
And it's, like, part perception, what we're used to hearing about.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I mean, because in the arts, women of any age will get a job.
It's STEM careers that is hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially like where I work at a tech company, like everybody that – well, not everybody, but there are so many people that work there that are like 20 to like 35. Like that is like the probably main
prime age
of all the people there, right? It's like young people, like tech savvy people. And there are a handful of like older people that work there. But I think it is harder to get a job when you're – because people just assume like, oh, you're older. Like you're not with it.
I mean, I'm already not with it, but I'm not quite old yet. So I'm like, shit, one day I'm going to get old and then I'm definitely not going to be with it.
I think it's I think it's perception. I think it can. Is. I think you can move – careers, I think you can move jobs.
Well, I don't
think
that it's not going to be a possibility to get another job.
But it's certainly like...
It's something I think about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's a legitimate thing to think about. I think that it happens for men too. I will even admit that like when I've been hiring, there have been men who have applied for a job that like reports to me And they've been like in their late 40s. And I've kind of been like, oh, I feel weird managing a man in his late 40s.
Well, especially there, I have also been in that position. And there are some men who don't want to report to like to a young woman.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of issues there. Yeah. Yeah. So, I see it all the time with my volunteers.
So I really try to like not, I'm like, I don't want to be age discriminatory. Like,
right.
Of course, if this person is qualified, I should hire them. But I also just get a little bit like this guy could be my dad. I feel weird about like being his boss.
Totally.
Like, especially because they're like, I have like 25 plus years in like blah, blah, blah industry. But they're kind of doing that thing where they're like starting in a new career. Mm-hmm. They went back to school.
Yeah.
They want to get in the tech industry.
And he's probably freaking out about that too.
Yeah. Totally. Like,
I'm older coming in. Yeah. She's, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It's getting to the point where you have to not do face-to-face interviews. You're looking at resumes and talking to people over the phone so that there is no age, gender, discrimination of any sort. We're just getting the job done and, like, building a good team.
Yeah. I think the other reason, too, that, like, as far as asking a lady her age or, like, why that's become a faux pas or has been a faux pas historically is that women kind of reach a point in society where, like, people look at you and it's like, if you're not, like, young and hot and, like, bearing children, then, like, what's even the point of you?
Yeah.
Like there's
how are you serving me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, dick. We're not.
Yeah.
We're not serving you.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, like menopausal women are basically, like, looked down upon.
Menace to society. Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah.
And so it's – so, like, I think women just have this they have a thing about getting older and, like, how, like,
totally.
Oh, the second I'm, like, not young and hot, like, and I'm not valuable in society.
And we're hearing, like, our mother's generation and our grandmother's generation whisper in our ears, a lady never reveals her age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it adds this mystery to ourselves. So when we're thinking, like, how do I spice up anything? We're like, oh, I need to, you know, something like that. It adds a level of mystery if you don't know how old I am. Right. I look young, but I'm actually...
Yeah, I mean, all three of us dye our hair.
Almost 40. Yeah.
You know?
Well, I was just going to bring that up. Like, we spend so much time and money and effort trying to not look our age. Like, we're like, so I got to dye my
cream.
Hair.
Slather my face.
Like, yeah. I put so much cream, so many creams on my face. I dye my hair. Like, I actually, like, had a full meltdown the other day because I feel like my boobs were kind of getting saggy. And I'm just like, Ian, I'm getting old.
Literally like, my every fine. Day. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
So
the instant I had boobs, it was like the next day. They were like, you're going to need a bra every day until you die.
Gravity, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I had decided to grow my hair out. I was like, I'm going to embrace this gray.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like Rogue with this beautiful gray streak and everything. And I ran into a friend who was like, just literally the next day. And was like, I had no idea you had this much gray in your hair. What happened to you?
Who the fuck? Give me their name.
What was that? Your kids? Did Ben do that to you?
Excuse me?
I was like, my gosh. And I
Ben
just stared at him.
My hair gray in the night.
I just stared at him because I was like, just hours before, like the day before, being like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to embrace it. You know, there's this movement of women that are like, you know what? Hold on to your age. Enjoy everything that's aging with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we got this. I'm going to let it grow out. And the next day I was like, oh, yeah? Nope. And then I dyed it that night. Because I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for that.
And it's like, it's such a slow progression into like cute gray.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just you're old. And then all of a sudden your hair's so pretty and like shiny and white. And like, I can't wait for it that day. But I'm going to have to be like 60. For that to happen. And between now and 60,
those
just
women
old.
Let it all grow out naturally.
I know.
Because you don't. Otherwise, they would have had to shave their heads to get them out perfectly. You know, you'd have like lines of black and red.
Yeah. I was going to say that the problem, though, is that your hair doesn't, like, when gray hairs are just different. Like, they're wiry.
Oh, my God. I pull them
unruly.
Out and play with them.
They
sometimes.
Poke.
You could floss your teeth with them.
They're fucking.
They're
so, like,
strong.
They're not going to, like, lay
they're
down
like
and
the
be
beard
all pretty
hairs.
And soft.
Oh, my God.
They're like the beard hairs.
Oh, they are. Yeah. They are kind of like pubic hair.
Yeah. They're,
they're all like long. Like, and, that's the noise they make.
And so that's even the bigger problem with gray hair is not that it's, like, the color. It's, like, the texture of it. And it, like, yeah, you just, I don't know, you look super, like,
frazzled.
You look super witchy and frazzled.
Oh, totally.
But it's, like, Yeah, like, I'm okay with looking witchy and cool and, like, a badass, like, older lady with gray hair when I'm actually a badass older lady with gray hair. But I have a shit ton of gray hair right now, and I'm 32. And I'm like you. I'm like, I'm
that's
just not
when they all got
comfortable
it
with
before.
It.
I have found my first gray hair when I was 16. Mm-hmm. And I remember calling my grandma and just, like, yelling at her. I was not nice.
This is your you ball. Did this to me.
I used to pull them out, and then they started growing straight up when they would come back. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. like, I'd go in the mirror, and I have, like, 15, like, straight up, like, yep. bling.
Right.
And I was like,
shit.
Okay, no more.
They're assholes.
I, yeah. Don't pull them out, people.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with asking. I mean, what's your point? Are you asking, like yeah, what? I mean, what's...
Why are you asking?
Why are you asking the question? Are yeah. you asking because you want to discriminate? Like, you have some yeah. standards that are age-based? Or is it literally just to find out why she doesn't understand your Ren and Stimpy joke?
Right.
Just say, or just have you ever heard of Ren and Stimpy? No, yeah. you haven't? I doubt it's because the timeline. It's
ask
probably
them about
that...
90210. See yeah. if that rings a bell.
Well,
and
if that's
start
a
working.
Problem, then you need to date other people.
Yeah.
It might just be someone who's not interested in that genre.
Yeah, maybe their parents didn't let them watch TV as a kid.
Yeah, and or Ren and Stimpy.
True. Know them.
And if she or he... Like, if you flip it, you know, if they seem defensive, like, why? You know, it's probably just because yeah. they have bad experiences. Like, oh, the last three guys dumped me because they found out that I'm, you know,
45
when yeah. I look 30. And
like, bitch, good for you.
Yeah.
You're 45
or whatever.
30.
You know,
I hope so.
Yeah. So, like, dating, like, that makes sense, right? Like, if you're kind of older and you're dating and you want to have kids, like, there is a fertility cliff that happens for women. Like, yeah. you can't really, like, have kids past a certain age, so you need to know that shit. But
I feel like
otherwise you don't really need
date,
to know.
None of this needs to come out. Just yeah. get to know her.
Yes. But, like, if you're getting more serious,
right.
then you would need to know that
shit. It'd be weird yeah. by the time that you got serious if you actually didn't know their age.
Right.
Like, you hadn't figured
that
out.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like, something. Figure it out.
And yeah. if you're being a creep driver's who's, license. Like, trying to make sure that someone is legal...
Turn around.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
If you think for 1 second she might not be old enough to be on a date with you, no matter
or for
what
you to hit on or have
you
sex
have,
with, like, no.
Just walk away.
Yeah.
If there's a question, just walk away.
If you have to Google the age of consent in the state that you're in,
yeah, walk away.
Shut your
there's
computer, sir.
If she's 35... But she looks, walk away. Walk away.
We don't
you
care
know,
if she has gray hair.
Unless she's
she
like also into you and she's like, no, no, it's I'm 35.
Yeah, she'll
it's
call
cool,
you
cool.
back. She'll call you back.
She'll and then, show you her idea.
I know I look 16, but I'm 35. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Exactly. You assholes, walk away.
I think that the stigma about talking about age is kind of going away.
I agree.
I think so too.
I tell people all the time, I'm like, oh yeah, like, my birthday was recently, and I was like, I'm 32 now. Like, I'm old. Ha, ha, ha. Like, I just kind of make jokes about it.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
I don't give a shit.
Didn't you turn 33?
Mm-mm.
Did I turn 33?
Bitch, I don't know.
I thought we were the same age.
I thought we were, too. Yeah, no, I turned 32.
Huh. Well, we are the same age for, like,
born.
1 week.
Yeah, maybe we overlap for a... Oh. We're twins for a minute. But, yeah, no, I tell people all the time, I don't give a shit. Maybe that'll change. But for right now,
maybe
like,
when you turn 36,
I feel
it'll
like
change.
Well, that's what's so funny. Like,
I'm embracing the end of my 30s.
Yeah.
It feels just as it did at the beginning of my 30s.
Well, like, now you have like two wee ones you have to like provide magic to. And I feel like that keeps you young, but
yeah.
also kills you faster.
Absolutely.
I just keep all my youthfulness, but I just internally
like,
am
I don't know.
Ancient.
You just always feel. Young.
I think you
until I got out of my chair at work the other day and threw my back out just yes. standing up from a chair.
Oh,
and I was like, I'm 85.
Sitting down, standing up, bending
so
over
so much noise.
Clickety clacking bones.
How about when you get out of bed? Like between Alex and I, we make so much noise.
Like
everything like
bodies
snaps
are just like,
and pops. Like, yeah, like verbally, but then also like from head to toe, everything pops.
I wanted you to record like, that. And like, I want to lay a rap track on top of that.
Half the time we're like, did you hear that? Did you hear my back? Did you hear my neck? What about my knees? That can't be healthy.
Ian and I were having sex, and I like opened my leg because you know, like, I like open my legs, and I have the poppiest hip.
Oh,
like, it just
so do I.
So I like open my legs, And it was like, crack. And he's like, was that your hip? I'm like, yes, it was. Shut up about it.
Get in here.
Like, when I lay in the bathtub. Do you want to still have sex? Okay, then get in there and shut up. Stop talking about it.
When I lay in the bathtub kind of like echoes all the noise. Uh-huh. So like I'll have my knees like this, like bent up, and like I'll move my hip sometimes from side to side, and it's like grind, oh, grind, grind. And I'm like, Alex, come here. Come listen to this. And he's like, what the fuck? Stop doing that.
I definitely don't have the pops or grinds. I just every once in a while will twist, and my muscle's like, nope. And then it seizes.
That sounds horrifying.
Alex like, tackled me the other day and threw out his back. And I was like,
that's what you get.
Yeah, he's like, you're 26 now, boo. Oh.
Speaking of getting older.
I know.
You got to dump him for a younger model pretty soon. He's getting up there. Yeah, there's the answer to that.
All right. Wait, was there another question? Was there like two questions?
There were two, but they were asking the same thing.
Oh, I
see. Literally
mind your business.
Mm-hmm. You guys, this is our next segment that's brand new. It's called Shit You Should Buy.
Shit You Should Buy.
Shit that we bought while we were perusing
drunk on Instagram.
And we bought this shit so that you don't have to. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you do have to because we liked it.
Yeah, no, I think that Instagram actually knows like the point in the evening in which I'm the most drunk.
Yeah.
Which is probably around like 9:30.
It's like now.
There's one guy at Instagram whose job is to be like, and central smash. Yeah.
It's like that, you know how they can like spy through your camera? They're like, oh, she's in the bathtub now.
Send them in.
She definitely has two cocktails in her. All right.
That clacking? What's that grinding clacking noise?
That's her hip in the bathtub. Alex, come help me out. I've purchased too many things. No, there's been so many times when I like somehow Instagram leads me to Etsy, and then I'm like this fucking close to buying something, and then my shit's not saved in Etsy, and I'm like, whoo, saved by the credit card information. I'm too lazy to get out of the bathtub and enter.
Like, yeah, once it's like put into Apple Pay, forget it.
You're done.
Yep. Like, do not save this card. Do not save this card number.
So what's your shit you should buy?
All right, the shit you should buy. So the other day I was drunk and I purchased, you know, I actually don't know the name of it.
The Freedom Bra? Does that sound right?
I feel like it's like flower or something.
Oh, boob stickers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, someone look it up.
Well, the one that I saw advertised was called the Freedom Bra.
With the sticker with America. The three grabbies at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called the Freedom Bra? Oh, okay.
That sounds right.
There's
probably many.
Well, I think there are because I think Instagram, as soon as I bought them, then we're like marketing everything to hold your tits up.
We see you like boob stickers.
So it's like a half circle. You put it above your nipple and you lift your saggy tit and then stick the rest of the sticker onto your upper boob, therefore hoisting your sad boobs into a less sad boob situation. So I was like, yes, I definitely need that. And so so I got it the other day. I did try it. I went to like lunch and then a walk in the park, and it was fine. Hmm. It held up. It makes your boobs look very oddly shaped, which is hard to describe over like the...
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Because you're removing skin from the top of your nipple. And so it kind of makes your boob into like a triangle, but that's only
like a
looking
half moon or something.
No, it like pushes it kind of, and then my nipple looks really puffy and like fat because it's like kind of protruding through that like semicircle and then like hoisted. And so it's not the most natural boob shape, but I don't know how many people are just like staring at the shape of my tits besides myself.
Everybody is all the time.
Oh, yeah, I know. So I was like, and Alex, I keep asking him, I'm like, does this look normal? And he's like, I don't know what to tell you. So, yes, it does the job, but it might be better for like smaller boobs because I'm a 32 triple D. And
yeah, that's
so,
what I was wondering because it's like pitching itself to larger boobs.
And so it works.
And then how's the mobility like side to side?
So I did have to do a quick jaunt and they came free.
Mm.
But it was also like 90 degrees outside. So if it was like any other month, not jaunting, I feel like they would stay like all night.
So basically they're useless in a jaunt situation.
Yeah. But
in
like
the summer.
Yeah.
But so like, I'll bet most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. But like in the winter to a nice sit down restaurant.
I think that would be fine.
If you're sitting demurely and very still in the winter time.
Like a lady.
But
like
if it's winter time, you're going to get the craziest RT because you don't have a bra on. So.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. It's like the circle around it's highlighting your RT. Like, I wear padded bras only in the winter.
Me too. Oh.
Just,
only in the winter.
Yeah, only. Yeah, only in the winter to get rid of the RT.
Pretty much have RT all the time. Oh, nips. So I don't know. Take it or leave it. I think if you had anything smaller than a triple D, it would probably be pretty useful.
Be good for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So you gals out there with smaller boobs who don't need to run and are not alive in the summer, you're good to go.
They were really cheap. They were like $8. I honestly feel like everyone should just give them a try. Or they come in like a 30 pack, so just hit me up and I'll just bring them on by.
I thought they were like reusable.
No. Because
you like rinse it off and put it back on.
No.
Okay, so the bra that I was looking at was the Freedom Bra is reusable.
Oh, no, these are just like straight up stickers.
Okay.
I'll find them.
I really do want to try it. I hate buying dumb shit on Insta. I mean, I want to buy it because I want to try it out, but then I'm also like, oh, I hate buying it.
Yeah.
Because then I like wasted money.
Oh, I put it in my like Amazon wish list for my mother-in-law to see. Yeah. Yes. I'm like, whatever.
So when she's buying her romance novels, she can buy you some boob stickers. Okay, so boob stickers, take them or leave them. Melissa, what's your shit you should buy?
Oh, okay. You guys, we've been talking about periods for a few years now. And two. And also periods, and we had discussed wanting to try the cup. Well, y'all did it. I bought the cup. I tried it.
Which cup?
I'm in love with it. I bought two. I bought one called the Bloody Buddy, which sounds horrible. But her Instagram, we're going to get her on here one of these days to answer all the questions. That's what we want to do.
I've been like re-like Instagramming all her posts.
Bloody Buddy Cup on Instagram.
Bloody Buddy.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. She's hysterical. Anyway, so I bought one of those, and then I also got the Flex Cup. And I like both, but one has a little circle at the bottom, like a little grasping thing. So like when you go up to grab it, you can just grab it and it's textured. And the Flex Cup has a little hoop, so you can just stick your finger in the hoop and pull it down. Anyway, it is life-changing. I cannot talk about it less. Like every man listening needs to bring it up with their SOs. Every woman, same thing. Like if you're not doing, if you have periods, you definitely need to get a cup.
How much was it?
$25.
Which is like basically a box of tampons.
A life supply?
Yeah, it lasts like, you know, 5 years or whatever and then get a new one because it's probably like old.
It's way cheaper than... Do you stick it in the dishwasher?
No. In between periods, then you put it in like a boiling cup of water. Just put it back in this little baggie.
I just throw it in the dishwasher. Just kidding. I don't know.
I mean, your dishwasher.
Could. Yeah.
But it's phenomenal. And we will go into more details when we get this expert on. But it.
We're going to do it.
Is my periods were shorter? Absolutely. Less cramps. Easy to go in, easy to come out. I only have to change it once a day. I just put it up in the morning and then I change it before I go to bed. No leaks, no funky periods. No leaking at all. No period smell, no
that's a game changer.
Wet tampon strings, no needing to like, oh, I forgot a tampon.
Weird question.
No looking for anything to take to the bathroom.
Can you poop?
Oh, yeah, you can poop, you can pee, everything.
Interesting.
No effect.
Do you mean like the effort of the poop doesn't like push it out?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, good question.
I don't fully understand it.
Yeah, no, that is a good question, actually.
Yeah,
Ray.
No. So, I just wasn't sure at first what you meant. Like,
only poop in period at different times.
If you have any preteens,
I guess.
This would have changed my junior high life, like night and day. I have PTSD. Yeah. I think all women do from like puberty and like figuring out their periods and everything. The amount of times that I like leaked in school is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, so this would have been unbelievable to give to a kid.
Yeah, that moment in middle school or high school where you like we're trying to like sneak the tampon out of your backpack and
into
then
your
like
hands.
In comic fashion, like the pocket like fell open and all your tampons like rolled across the floor.
Like hide it in your bra to get to the bathroom
in
time.
Yeah, I can't remember what I was doing the other day, but I literally did that and I was like, I'm fucking 33 years old.
Yeah, why are
like,
we still hiding tampons?
Tampon, like still. Be happy for me.
Yeah.
That I have money to go buy my tampons and use them. Like
exactly. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no like unraveling noises in the bathroom. Like it's just silent and you don't have to worry about it and you could just be a normal human being.
That's amazing.
All the things.
I'm excited. I feel like so I should invest.
If you have questions about cups, let us know.
Yeah, we'll have her on.
What are they called? Menstrual cups?
Yeah.
Like menstrual the generic cups. Turn? Okay.
Yep. Cool. I mean, there's lots of different brands. There's like the Diva cup.
Yeah.
And they're more and more popular. I also found out that they like started in the 30s. Like that's how long women have been using them.
Like
we've just been
woman?
Railroaded by the tampon industry.
Because consumerism, they're like, no, we don't want you to, we don't want sustainable shit that's better for you. We want you to just keep having to buy stuff over and over and over and over again. Okay, so my shit you should buy is, it's this brand called NYX. They make underwear and bras, but they make this thing called the Thigh Saver short.
Wait, NYX, N-I-C-K-S or N-I?
K-N-I-X.
Oh.
NYX. Yeah. NYX. So I never used to wear skirts, dresses. I hate, like, I can't because thigh rub.
Yeah.
Like, chafing is horrible, so I could never wear any of that stuff. But they make this thing called the Thigh Saver short. And it is just, like, a really thin, like, little short. It's not Spanx, because that's the other thing is, like, I'm like, I don't want to wear Spanx because Spanx, like, compress everything. They're uncomfortable.
Yeah, they get all jammed up in your vagina.
It's a really light little pair of, like, shorts that you just put on, and then you, like, throw a dress on over it. You don't have to wear underwear. Super light, super comfortable. You can go around wearing a skirt and not have any thigh rub.
And they're like thick enough that we're not seeing like vagina.
Yeah. No, cool. Like, I mean, they're like, that's the thing is they're super thin. So like, I would say like if you were wearing a really like, I don't know. I've worn a really form fitting dress and it's been totally fine.
Cool.
And you don't get like panty lines because it's like a short. Right. So you don't see any lines. Yeah, no, this shit like changed my life and I have one pair and so I'm like wear it, wash it immediately because I'm like, I want to wear a dress tomorrow.
Are
and I'm like,
expensive?
I just need to buy fucking two of these. Yeah, they're a little expensive. Yeah. They're like 30 something. They do like deals, like you can buy bundles of underwear and like they have sales and discounts all the time. So anyway, go check it out. Thigh Saver short from NYX.
You guys, we're saving you from trying these things.
We'll tell you when stuff is good and when it's terrible, you guys.
Yeah.
If you have any questions for us,
you know where to find us.
You know or
find
shit us. You want to tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have questions to ask, mansplaining moments, I still want to bring the mansplaining moments back. If you have them, send them in. We'll do one. If you have anything you want us to rant about, if you have a shit you should buy suggestion, or if you bought some shit that you want to tell us about.
Or a new name for a shit you should buy.
No, you know what? We're just rolling with it.
Shit we're going to tell you.
News story suggestions, topics for us to discuss. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. We're the Woman Splaining Podcast. We are at TWPcast on Twitter. And we're the Woman Splaining Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, we are.
Woo.
That's us.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.